భగవద్గీత 7:20 కామైస్తైస్తైరిత జ్ఞాన ప్రపద్యంతే అన్యదేవత తం తం యమమాస్థాయ ప్రకృత్యాన్యతః స్వయా. కామైస్తైస్తైరిత జ్ఞాన. హియర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ నౌ టేకింగ్ ద ఓవర్ వ్యూ ఆఫ్ all of existence that is there in this chapter further. He has talked about how the various elements that comprise this material nature, how the modes and everything that is manifested in the modes ultimately rests in him, and how those who surrender can go beyond the illusion of the mode. That's what he said in 7.14. Then in 7.15, he talked about those who don't surrender to him. From 7.16 to 19, he talked about those who surrender to him. And thereafter, from 7.20 onwards, he talks about those who are in between these two categories. So, those who don't surrender and those who surrender are two extremes. In between the two are those who surrender but to something else. So here from 20 to 23, Krishna will talk about those who surrender to the devatas. So he says, Kamaistaistairita jnana prapadyante anya devataha. So he's using the same word prapadyante as he had used in 7.14. Mameva ye prapadyante mayame tantarantite. So those who surrender to me go beyond Maya. That prapandyante leads us to go beyond Maya. But those here, who are the people who surrender to other devatas? Anya devata. Prapandyante anya devata. Who are these people? Kamaistaistairita jnana. Those whose jnana, his knowledge, has been taken away. Rita. Stolen away, abducted by karma, by self-centered desire. So the point of saying, of using the word jnana and using karma is taistirita jnana is that in the previous verse, Krishna has stated how those who surrender to him, they are jnanavan. బహునాం జన్మనామంతే జ్ఞానవాన్ మాం ప్రపద్యతే వాసుదేవః సర్వమితి స మహాత్మా సుదుర్లభః. సో హి టాక్స్ దేర్ అబౌట్ దట్ మీన్స్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ డివోషన్ టు హిమ్, దోస్ హు అండర్స్టాండ్ హిమ్ టు బి ఎవ్రీథింగ్, దే ఆర్ జ్ఞానవాన్. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. But in contrast, those who surrender, if people are Jnanavan, they will surrender to him. But if their Jnana, so the Vana is often used as a suffix which describes possession, like we have dhanavan, which means one who possesses dhana. So if we consider dhana to be a wealth, one who has dhana is dhanavan. And just as wealth can be stolen away, similarly, rita jnana, knowledge can be stolen away. And what can steal away that knowledge? Desire, kama. So the word kama is used in different senses in the Bhagavad Gita. Some places it used narrowly to refer specifically to lust. As contrasted with say other anathas like greed and anger. So when Krishna says that lust, anger and greed are the three gates to hell, as you'll say in 16.21. So lust is one kind of selfish desire, the desire for sensual gratification. And Krishna says in third chapter that lust is what will cause bondage. Lust is our inner enemy. That also uses it more or less in a, you know, a more inclusive
describer of selfish desire, beginning with
the desire for physical gratification. Now in this chapter itself, in 7.10.11,
Krishna is talking about, from 7.8 onwards, when he talks about various,
how he is manifest as the essence of all things. When he says dharma aviruddho bhuteshu kamo asmi bharadarshan,
there he refers to kama not just as this
self-destructive force, but as a natural human need. As a natural human need, which needs to be fulfilled in a dharmic way. In fact, it's not just a need, it's a purpose of life. Dharma artha kama moksha. Which are the four purusharthas. Among them, kam is also an important purushartha. So there, kama refers not just to sex desire, it refers to overall material prosperity. The pursuit of material prosperity should not be at the cost of ethics. Dharma aviruddho bhuteshu kamo asmi bharadarshava. That's what he's told earlier. Now Krishna is saying, kama istaistai rata jnana. That those whose knowledge has been destroyed by, has been stolen away by desire. It's an interesting it's a thought-provoking conception, knowledge being stolen by desire. That means, say somebody knows that cigarette smoking is injurious for the health, but if there is an addictive desire for a particular, for say cigarette, then that person forgets the knowledge that one may acquire by being told by the doctor, by reading some health-related literature, by even one's own experience of the health consequences. Despite all these, one will end up indulging in it. And in this case, the desire steals away the knowledge. So Krishna is telling here, that's of course a very directly self-defeating kind of stealing away of desire. Here Krishna talks about kama istaistai rita jnana prapadyante anya devataha prapadyante, they surrender to other devatas. And tam tam nyamamasthaya. Tam-tam niyamamasthaya, following rules accordingly, prakrutyanyatahasvaya. So it's not that these people, so there is, say, if somebody starts cigarette smoking or somebody gets into some irreligious activity because of the influence of karma, in that case the person is actually up all dharma entirely. But in this case, Krishna is saying that they don't give up dharma, but they follow the rules, prakrutyanyatah svaya, rules according to their nature, prakrutyanyatah svaya. So this can broadly refer to how there are tamasic people. In the Matsya Puran, there is a classification that is described that the tamasic people worship Shiva, the Rajasic people worship Brahma, and Sattvic people worship Vishnu.
basically, Krishna tells over here that
those who have knowledge,
they worship him. But those who don't have knowledge, then depending on the way that desire has depleted their knowledge, they will accordingly, being driven by their nature, they will worship some other devata.
So this whole system of the devata upasana, we will understand gradually in the next three talks. Thank you.